From brain tissue to gallstones, doctors have long preserved specimens from their patients, sometimes as trophies, sometimes as teaching tools, sometimes even as art. But Dr. Chevalier Jackson went much further than most. A laryngologist who worked in the late 19th century, he preserved more than 2,000 objects that people had swallowed. Nails and bolts, miniature binoculars, open safety pins, keys and medallions. Jackson retrieved these objects, generally with little or no anesthesia. He was so intent on assembling his collection that he once refused to return a swallowed quarter, even when its owner threatened his life. At this point, Jackson gave the man a half dollar, but he did not return the swallowed coin. In those days, surgery was associated with high mortality. Yet the survival rate among Dr. Jackson's patients, from whom he removed objects, was better than 95%. He was an early and outspoken safety advocate, particularly when it came to children. "Chew everything thoroughly," he exhorted the public. "Chew your milk." And he lobbied for passage of the Poison Act in 1927, which required manufacturers to place warning labels on poisons like lye, which burns the esophagus and causes severe scarring that can make it impossible to swallow. Lye was used to make soap, but children often ingested it because it looked like sugar. A 7-year-old girl, who could not swallow even a drop of water, was taken to Dr. Jackson, who removed a grayish mass, perhaps food, perhaps dead tissue, with forceps. Afterward, he gave the child a glass of water. "She took a small sip, expecting it to choke her and come back up," Jackson recalled. "It went slowly down. She took another sip, and it went down. Then she gently moved aside the glass of water, took hold of my hand, and kissed it."